The five houses on the block, they are finished, and haven't they come up a treat? Last night with a race for Backyard Glory, and a car to boot. And it was Sarah and George showing off with a perfect score, taking it out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Hey, George, how's the ride, mate?
I haven't got it yet.
What are you talking about? The Ford? How many months ago was this filmed?
Oh, I know, mate. That's the things of television.
It's
but, yeah, we actually haven't got it yet, but we will get it, I promise you.
Rubbish. All right. Well, let's focus on the good. Huge congratulations on finishing your time on the show in such style. We saw a beautiful backyard space presented last night. What was the highlight of it for you guys?
Ooh, For me, it's definitely the Japanese maple tree.
Oh,
and
so nice.
And then the pool area is just another level.
Yeah.
It's so good in person too. Oh, my God.
Sarah, did you get much better at styling? Because it seemed like all the right choices were made last night. That bespoke dining table out the back with a heat lamp over the top. Yes, please, I'll be all over that.
Yeah, me too. You know what? I'll just copy and paste that to Sydney. I love it. literally, you know, as the competition goes on, you just gain so much more confidence in yourself and what you do. So I think everyone grew. Everyone just found their feet and everyone just got really good at styling. And I think it's just one of the beauties and perks of this show. You learn so much in 12 weeks. It's unreal.
What was the turning point for you guys? Because we know that, you know, the other couples were having early wins and you guys were doing it tough on budget. And I would figure you were really low on confidence. Where did that turn for you?
I think, you know, once we came back from the break with isolation, we had a chance to reflect and look at the whole competition in itself. And we went, you know what, we actually want to smash it as much as we can.
Of course.
And when we came back, and it was a couple of weeks before we actually did get our first win, it was a bit deflating. But once we did get that win under our belt, I felt like we just were on top of the world. Our team was on top of the world. And we just kind of all just banded together at the right time, I feel.
Yeah.
And it just came home strong. It's unreal.
Oh, you guys really rode the wave to the finish line. Once final presentation is done, so the house is fully finished, how quickly are you required to be out of there? Like, do you have 24 hours? Is it like a bed and breakfast? You've got to be out by 10 o'clock the next morning?
No, unfortunately, because when we finished, I think we might have stayed in the house for 3, 4, 5 days.
Yeah, okay.
They were nice enough to let us kind of hang out in the house a little bit.
Yeah.
But then COVID happened in Melbourne, which was really bad.
Oh, the second lockdown.
So I remember getting the knock on the door going, I know we said you can stay, but you guys really need to leave. You need to get home.
Yeah, you need to get home, otherwise you might get stuck.
You might get stuck here. And we're like, okay. So we literally packed that day
and
we drove home. So, yeah, it was a bit surreal. And
it's very different. Like, you know, one of the things you see, you watch the show for years and it's like you walk out with your bags and it's just a different side to the story when you're actually here.
Well, you work your ass off for 3 months, mate. I've got to enjoy it just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Right. So did you get to have a party in that beautiful backyard space?
No, we didn't.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? I remember Luke going, party at yours, George. I'm like, no. I'm not getting the house dirty, mate.
Tonight we've got the virtual open inspection starting, so we'll be able to take a walk through the property as a whole. Was that fun to film?
It was actually. You know, we, as much as we wish it was the real open for inspections, I think this was just as good. We filmed it the other day, and it's just cool, you know, being able to show everyone every little thing that we put into the home that may not have actually gone to screen and just show you our story. As much as we've seen it already, we just want to put it out there again. And it's just cool. We're just so proud of what we've done. And I just hope everyone sees what we've done.
Oh, the labour of love will be on show for sure. Okay, we know the auctions are coming up. We know they're done already.
It hasn't actually. We haven't done the auction. I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, really? The auction? I thought the auctions have been filmed. They've not been filmed.
No. It's on Saturday. That's why we're so nervous.
Oh, hell. My apologies.
What? No, you're right. How are you supposed to know? It's on Saturday, and then we're going to lockdown until you guys
get to see it
on the Sunday. So, yeah, it hasn't happened yet, I promise you.
Well, best of luck then. It is going to be a nervous week for you both.
Yeah,
hey, fingers crossed,
yeah.
All your hard work comes to fruition, and you guys are walking out with plenty of cash in hand next weekend. Sarah and George,
thank you so much.
All the best, and congratulations for your time, and hopefully you get that car soon.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having us.